Vincent Napolitano, NAPO LID, and on Vincent Malicious J322264. Please address this letter to Dr. Sharon Marcus, Dr. Marcus. Just a follow-up note on Mr. Napolitano. As you recall, the ATO Lima that was recently in the hospital with severe pain in the back, in the sacral area. He had an MRI of the lumbar spine, which has shown a large soft tissue mass involving the majority of the sacrum concerning for neoplasm. CT guide biopsy was done, a coronary biopsy was done, which patient had, which was reviewed here and then sent to University of Michigan. I got a call from Dr. Jeff Myers, MBERS at University of Michigan, that this is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, proven by the antibody immunostains, strongly immunoreactive for CD20, negative for other antibodies tested. Patient would ask for a follow-up. The numbness in the right leg has subsided. His pain is considerably better. To be noted, he was given steroids for a few days. He didn't have any fever, chills, night sweats while in the hospital. He had kappa lambda light chain ratio, which was normal. Calcium was mildly elevated at 10.8. PTH level was normal. CEA was 2.3. PSA was less than 0.1. He had a CT of the abdomen. He had a bone scan which showed abnormal activity in the midline of the sacrum and the right sacral length. Otherwise, it was unremarkable. CT of the abdomen pelvis was unremarkable, except for the abnormal lytic lesion in the mid-right sacrum with mortal sclerosis. Impression number one is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma with the sacral mass. Number two, hypertension. Number three, right inguinal hernia. Number four, history of prostate cancer. Number five, mild hypercalcemia. Pure bag of plant. Long discussion with patient and spouse today. He has diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. We'll get a PET scan, bone marrow, start him on prednisone pending the PET scan, and then decide on chemotherapy depending on the PET scan. In the meantime, the prednisone will be hopefully temporizing his pain and neurological complaints. The home health is being arranged because of elevated blood sugars with prednisone in the past paragraph. I'll keep those figures open. Again, I do appreciate care. Sincerely, Angiogenes on 1-24-13. Thank you.